Hey, and welcome to the Get Rich a Teacher podcast. My name is Ola, and I'll be your guide and mentor on your way to a profitable, sustainable, but most importantly, enjoyable language education business. And why would you care to do that? To build a business like that? Because there is literally no other way. The language education market is in a bizarre state. Companies making millions in profit yet paying teachers peanuts. Native speakerism is still way too powerful. And finally, the students are bored of the same old formats and messaging telling them to speak like a native. I'm here to shake things up, to educate and motivate a community of teachers who have the courage to build businesses and teach the language on their own terms, both solo or in their own language schools, and have a positive impact on their students and the world. Because teachers are superheroes. Let's claim it today. Hey teacher, and welcome. So if you're a teacher, you're probably also a very passionate learner. I've never met a teacher who wouldn't be interested or actually quite passionate or even obsessed about learning more about our craft, about the language itself. And that may involve investing in different courses, in teaching qualifications, and all of that jazz. So today's episode is all about whether you should invest in Delta or other teaching qualifications, and also spending money on teaching qualifications or teaching courses to grow your business. So I'm taking that perspective of, if your goal is to grow a business, then what would those qualifications, those teaching courses or training or webinars or whatever else there is, will be useful, how to even approach it. Because I know so many people tell me that it crosses their mind quite a lot. Maybe I should do a Delta. If you're not an English language teacher, then you wouldn't know. Delta is the higher qualification, the diploma in English language teaching to adults. So it's that higher up, quite expensive qualifications. Usually people have a CELTA or some sort of an initial training, and then they think that maybe by doing the higher qualification, it would also help them grow their business, find clients more easily. And I'm going to answer that today. So the first thing that I wanted to talk about today is what you need qualifications for. So obviously, when you're first starting, I don't know many people who, when they first started teaching, they thought they would have a business. I don't think it's one of those natural things. It's much more likely that you started, that you did some sort of a qualification and either worked for a language school or an online platform or did something completely different, right? For me, actually, because in Poland, it wasn't even that, strict. I didn't even have a qualification and I already taught. So I qualified to kind of feel better a little bit about my teaching skills. But that's beside the point, I guess. So what do you need the qualifications for, the initial qualifications for, is to actually start working. And if most people start by working for somebody, so either in a language school or for an online platform, then we kind of need that piece of paper to prove that we know what we're doing, right? Very often, if you look for a job in a language school, or I don't know, probably not on online platforms, but language schools definitely, you kind of have to prove what you can do. So on top of having a qualification, at least a CELTA or an equivalent in other languages, or a degree, they usually also want you to have some experience. If you don't have the experience, you know, it could also be the case that you don't need experience. It really depends on your circumstances. But again, it's the kind of initial reason is to prove that you know how to teach, at least the basics of it, right? Then, if you want to improve your career, if you want to start doing something different, if you want to get paid more in a job, you would obviously aim for a higher qualification. And that's like a classical example of how it works in other industries as well. If you start as an accountant, you need some basic training. If you then want to earn more money, if you want to do some more advanced things, you would probably have to take more courses, or maybe there is another degree that you would have to take. You also need experience. In business, however, the funny thing is that a lot of people think that we need qualifications or higher qualifications to like reach the next level of business, but it's actually not the case. You don't need to prove anything to anyone. You don't need a paper. You don't need a title. You don't even need to tell anyone that you've got any training around that. The only thing that matters is that you have offers that are attractive enough to those people that you're trying to sell to, and that you deliver results. By delivering results, we already mentioned that. There is a podcast episode about that, so please go listen to that one, whether you can offer results or promise results and what that means. So I'm not going to talk about it here. But the main point is that if you want to grow a business, you don't need any further qualifications than you already have now. And I know you might be thinking, what do you mean? Like, but I want to. And that's another story. So let's go even deeper. So the second thing is Delta or another higher qualification in teaching going to make you a better teacher and therefore help you make more? And I'm posing this question in this way, basically because I've been asked this in this exact format. Is it going to make me a better teacher? Somebody said that they thought it was going to make them a better teacher and therefore it would make them more competitive on the market. Now, the annoying truth here is that it's possible that a Delta or another teaching qualification will make you a better professional. It will teach you skills. It will make you somebody who knows better how to do things. So when I did my Delta, for example, I noticed that I became much more confident at not being prepared for the lessons. I didn't have to have detailed lesson plans. I could just grab a piece of paper, ask my students, and go and just teach. So this comes with experience and with the qualification itself, obviously. I also was able to get better at analyzing my students' needs. I was also better at designing like bigger chunks of material to help them achieve a certain goal. So all of those skills are undeniable, but there is a massive but. You being a better and more qualified teacher does not mean, it literally has nothing to do with the fact whether you are more competitive on the market. So whether people would want to hire you rather than others. And that is an uncomfortable truth that a lot of people are not willing to accept. They get frustrated, and I've heard so many of my wonderful clients say that, but I've got this qualification and that qualification and that many years of experience, but people still prefer that native speaker who just has a shiny course that promises mountains, right? And I know it's frustrating and I know it's super annoying, but that's how business works. And the sooner you accept it and move on, and obviously I'm not going to leave you here, I'm not going to leave you with your frustration, the better for you. So it doesn't mean that qualifications now don't matter, that nobody should get qualified because people will still pay for, you know, promises and the shinier course you have, the more, you know, the better your videos are, the bigger your chances are of selling them and having a successful business, because that's also not the case. The truth is probably somewhere in the middle. You need to be a good enough teacher and you need to believe in your abilities, but you also need to become a serious business owner. So
No, I don't believe that the world will always buy from people who are bullshitting others, who are just selling empty promises of gaining language fluency in 3 months. But I also believe that those teachers who are genuinely fantastic at what they do, they need to take business much more seriously. So what that means in practical terms is that if you are considering a Delta or another qualification that costs quite a lot of money or time, I would reconsider. What I would rather you spend your time on is learning business skills. By business skills, I mean marketing, copywriting, and sales. Because this is the gap between you being a fantastic teacher already, and you don't need another paper to prove that. You don't need to become better because you're already changing lives. And I bet if we spoke face to face now and I asked you, name 5 people whose life you changed because they had lessons with you and you helped them. So you're already helping people with what you know. If you are a complete beginner as a teacher, yes, I agree. You probably need to spend a bit more time teaching and establishing your confidence and your skills and all of that. But if you've already been teaching for a while, but you still struggle to find clients, Delta or a teaching qualification will not, I guarantee it will not solve that problem. And that is super annoying, right? Because taking teaching qualifications and investing in courses that have to do with pronunciation, with Canva, with making videos for our learners, all of that sounds super appealing to teachers because we always see the value of what we do inside the classroom. But remember, in order for people, for your clients, to experience what's happening in the classroom, you need to bloody learn how to market it. You need to learn to show the value of it from the outside. So you need to learn how to promote it, present it, write about it, and sell it, not to make it better inside. Can you see how that makes no sense? If you keep getting better and better and better as a teacher, even if you became the best teacher in the world, if people don't know about you because you haven't learned marketing, then there is literally no point. So having higher qualifications doesn't equal making it easier to find clients. Investing in courses that make you a better professional, that you can list on a CV basically, doesn't make business easier. It does not make clients sign up with you more likely. Because what people as customers, I'm not saying students, customers, what people are looking for is solutions. People need to see that you are a solution to their problem rather than all the qualifications that you have. Yes, the qualification, and I think one of the biggest problems here is that teachers cannot accept that there are two realities that can exist at the same time. One reality is that you can invest in your development as a teacher and you can keep becoming a better teacher, but you also at the same time need to invest time and money and energy into becoming your own advocate, so your own marketer and salesperson. What is problematic is what you prioritize. So I would always prioritize the latter. I would always prioritize marketing and sales because you can always become, you will become a better teacher by having clients, by experiencing teaching them, right? But you will not become a better marketer by trying to become a better teacher. I hope that makes sense. So I would say that it's not the question of whether you should invest in a Delta or another teaching qualification or whatever, some other course that you find interesting that will teach you another way of doing small talk in the lesson, or teaching small talk, or teaching grammar, or that would teach you create educational videos. I'm not talking about marketing videos, educational videos. A course about how to use Canva to create better lesson presentations. Like, all of that is useful, but none of that will grow your business. So I would say that when it comes to prioritizing, you should invest energy, money, and time. And money, you just have to accept that investing in the growth of your business costs money. Just like investing in the growth of your teaching repertoire, your teaching skills cost money and cost time and cost energy. Growing a business costs exactly the same things. But as long as you're treating it as a little bit of a by the way, you will always be stuck. You will always think that there is something wrong with you. No, marketing and sales are skills that have to be learned, that you need guidance to learn, that you might need a mentor for, that you might need a course for, whatever you do, literally I don't care. As long as you start learning and implementing, you are making yourself a massive favor and your business and your future. Because again, I said that it's just about priorities. If you prioritize investing money, energy, and time in growing your business skills, then there is nothing that stands. There is nothing wrong with then investing in more development in your teaching skills. Also, what I want you to reflect on is that when you invest in a Delta or in another qualification, that is, let's be honest, they are also expensive. I paid about £3,000 for my Delta. Another qualification very similar to that one is DipTESOL. That costs about 3,000 euros as well. So any high level qualification will cost quite a lot. Wouldn't it be easier and wouldn't it feel much more empowering if you invested in those with the money that you've made from your business because you've learned marketing and sales? Wouldn't it be much more, like, again, empowering or just fair to you to invest in CPD, in continuous professional development, not from a place of desperation, but from a place of, hey, I just want to invest in my skills. Things are going well, but I want to invest in my skills now. Because I find it extremely satisfying. I first invested in the growth of my business. So I invested so far, and I mentioned it quite openly, that I so far, ever since I opened this coaching business, I have invested about £35,000 in the development of this business. So it's within 3 years, so not all in one at once, obviously, which is a massive amount of money. But people think it's for free. People think growing your business is just by downloading people's freebies, somebody was lucky, somebody was born a salesperson. No, I invested in tons of help and I spent hours learning stuff. So this, as long as you're stuck in thinking that there is something wrong with you as a teacher and that's why you can't find students, you will be stuck there and you will be thinking, oh, I should probably do a Delta, because Delta, or, you know, it's like a symbol here, or another teaching qualification is a little bit like an easy way out, because teachers love professional development. Admit it, you love professional development. We're a bit obsessed and a little bit addicted to that. So it's actually easy to do a teaching qualification. Learning marketing and sales, on the other hand, is bloody difficult. Because it's new, Nobody's ever taught us. But this is what we absolutely have to do. So this is about the prioritizing. And finally, what I want you to think about is, I want you to reflect on what constantly learning gives you. Because I observe a fun kind of, say, tendency. Teachers are, and this is actually an example from a conversation I had with someone, and it completely blew my mind. So I know that people very often aren't able to invest in something that they don't see the value of, but sometimes it's also because they lie to themselves. So I had a situation where somebody told me that they came to a call with me and they said that they are considering two things. One thing is doing this professional qualification that will make them a better coach. It was a language coaching situation. Or doing my Rocket Accelerator course. So because they basically had the £2,000 to spend. And I literally said to them what I just said to you in this episode, that I think for their survival, sanity, and like common sense is for them to first grow their business and then invest further in development, because they were already qualified. It's not like they were a beginner. They were already qualified. And they went and did the coaching qualification anyway. And people, it's absolutely okay. I completely accept people's choices. But a funny thing happened. This same person came to me 6 months later and said, well, people are not that excited about my qualification. People don't even know what it is. And I'm like, yeah, that's what it is. Because people wouldn't know what your qualifications mean. People will not hire you as a business because of the qualification. People will hire you because they know about you, because you've convinced them that you have a solution to their problem, and that solution doesn't lie in what qualifications you have. Because qualifications look good on a CV. In a business, you can throw your CV away. Nobody needs your CV. What people need is a solution to their problem. What people need is to find out that you exist and you can solve that problem for them. What people need is to buy from you. All of those things can only happen when you learn marketing and how to sell. That's it. So reflect on what that need or that desire to constantly learn or invest in courses that are not growing your business is giving you. Because I bet it's giving you something that it's given to that person that I spoke to. It's some sort of a feeling of safety. It's a representation to me. It's a representation of being stuck in a comfort zone. I also love learning. So I know it's very like appealing. It's very sexy to be learning all the time. I find it absolutely addictive to be learning things. But sometimes it's absolutely necessary that we check in with ourselves what that new learning experience, new qualification, new certificate gives us. Because if it's not something tangible that solves an actual problem in our life or in our business or in our career, then maybe there is no point. Or maybe we can do it later. Because again, I see every day teachers being willing to invest thousands in courses that have to do with how to run more effective grammar classes, with how to be, better at whatever, organization as a teacher. All of that stuff that has to do with the skill of teaching. They are less likely to invest in business. And I know why that is. We're scared. We're scared because we're already invested in teaching. We know we've got proof that we're competent. We have absolutely no proof that we're competent at business. So it's hard to make a decision to invest the £2,000 or whatever. But if you treat it seriously, and I see it day in and day out, people who start treating it seriously start seeing serious results. So you've already treated your teaching career seriously. You've become a teacher. You've gained experience. Maybe it's time to focus on something else. And I'm going to leave you with that thought. Okay? By the way, if marketing is something that you want to start improving, if it's something that you kind of, I convinced you maybe that it's the way forward and it's the way to make your business more successful, then definitely check out the Rocket Fuel. It's the course for you to help you position yourself, to create an offer and to get into the habit of marketing and being visible so that those people who don't know about you yet start knocking at your door daily and experience what it's like to work with you with your already amazing existing skills. And you wouldn't need to show them your certificates because they will just trust that you can help them. All right? And I'll see you again next week.
You know what, teacher? I'm so proud of you. If you're listening to this, you are ready for a change. Whether it is to quit hassling for peanuts or working with other people who don't respect you, I know you've got it in you, and my podcast is here to help you do that weekly. To be reminded of new episodes, sign up to my newsletter. It's in the show notes. You'll also receive lots of tips, support, and special offers. I'm committed to supporting you also via my coaching programs and courses. You can work with me in my flagship programs, the Rocket Takeoff or the Rocket Accelerator. The Rocket Takeoff will take you off the one-to-one teaching hamster wheel to more peace and more well-paying students. The Rocket Accelerator will help you finally launch a group class that will be perfect for students that are a joy to work with, and so you can leverage your time and do what you love while having space to breathe or read another self-development book. If you're a language school owner, I've got things on offer for you too. Simply go to my website, olakowalska.com, to check them out. Finally, please share this podcast with your teacher friends, rate it and subscribe. I'm your biggest cheerleader. See you next time.